Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're doing a focused exploration of what it really takes to stay at the top in the world of customer relationship management, you know, CRM.
A very complex world.
It is. And we're going to do that by looking at one company, Waybury.com. They're a 25-year veteran operating right in the heart of Europe. Think Zurich, Stuttgart, Vienna.
Quarter century. That's a long time in tech.
It really is. No, we've got a whole stack of sources on their success, and our mission today is to decode the methodology behind one very powerful claim they make.
And what's that?
That they can deliver successful projects with, and get this, predictable budget adherence. In an industry famous for scope creep and, you know, runaway costs, that promise, that's gold.
That's everything.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Let's see how they do it.
You know that phrase, predictable budget adherence? That's the core strategic insight. We're not just talking about deploying software here. We're talking about mitigating risk. I mean, 25 years of specialized expertise in customer relationships, in lead management, they've seen every possible pitfall.
They must have.
So they aren't just selling you a product, they're selling certainty. And for a company to sustain that kind of reputation, the secret has to be deeper than just, you know, what software they install.
It has to be the process itself.
Exactly. We need to look at the structure that guarantees that reliability.
Yeah.
And that structure is what they call their top 10 model.
Absolutely. So let's start there with the big picture of that process. Our sources detail a really holistic approach.
End to end.
Completely. They cover the entire project lifecycle. It's built on three main pillars. First, consulting and conception. Then they move into implementation, and then they guarantee sustainable support.
And that top 10 model is the cornerstone, the blueprint that guides that whole cycle. It's explicitly what enables them to deliver successfully and, crucially, at a fixed price.
Okay, I get the concept, I do. But in 25 years, surely they've had projects fail or, you know, run catastrophically over budget. That level of guaranteed success, it sounds almost too perfect.
Mm-hmm.
What's the actual mechanism in that model that acts like a budget firewall?
That is the right question.
Yeah.
And it's not magic, it's discipline.
Yeah.
The model works by forcing a requirements lockdown before implementation even starts.
Ah.
So think of it less like a checklist and more like a series of mandatory decision gates.
Yeah.
They are deliberately prioritizing the structured consultation phase over the coding.
So it's all front-loaded.
It's all front-loaded. You force that detailed analysis, you get sign-offs, you document exactly what's in and what's out.
Yeah.
You basically eliminate scope creep from the equation.
You design it out from the start.
You design it out. That upfront investment in competence and methodology is why they can commit to a budget and then actually stick to it. It's risk mitigation in a very rigorous structure.
That makes perfect sense. It's the old measure twice, cut once, but for a high stakes, high cost environment. So if that methodology gets the foundation right, the next big challenge is making sure the system actually solves the biggest organizational headache.
Which is almost always
the handover between marketing and sales.
Right.
And that leads us directly into their specific focus on lead management. This is where it gets really interesting because they are explicitly focused on integrating lead management to make the processes between marketing and sales, or Vertrieb, as they say, more efficient.
Which is the place where good leads go to die,
yeah.
Right? That handoff.
Always.
So this approach isn't just about sticking two systems side by side. It's about functionally streamlining that process.
Right.
A lead isn't just tossed over a digital wall.
No.
It's systematically scored, nurtured, and tracked using automation. That guarantees sales gets qualified, warm contacts.
And what's fascinating is their technological versatility right in this area. They don't just push one platform.
No, they're agnostic.
Yeah. Our sources mentioned they compare and work with tools like SugarMarket, the open source solution Modic, and ClickDimensions, all alongside the marketing automation in Microsoft Dynamics CRM.
That breadth is really strategic. Think about why they need to master both a big enterprise tool like SugarMarket and something flexible like Modic.
Okay. Why?
Well, Modic, being open source, is perfect for clients with really strict data governance rules.
Right, like in regulated industries.
Exactly. People who need to host everything internally. Then you have SugarMarket, which is this robust all-in-one ecosystem for those who want seamless integration and vendor support. They match the tool to the client, not the other way around. The methodology leads.
And that commitment is backed up by their workshop offerings, right? They're not just coding. They're running
right.
Requirements analysis workshops, optimization workshops, even specific migration workshops.
All of it is geared toward making that marketing sales bridge more efficient.
So moving beyond function, let's talk about sector specialization. Over 25 years, you're bound to get really good at a few things.
You develop deep knowledge.
And Weebury.com has carved out clear expertise, specifically in providing CRM for the manufacturing industry.
And that is a huge competitive advantage. Manufacturing has unique complexities. You've got long sales cycles, intricate supply chain data, service needs tied to physical products.
It's a different world.
It is. So when a consultant walks in and they already understand that life cycle, from parts to post-sale maintenance, they aren't wasting the client's time. They can jump straight into the optimization.
And that industry knowledge is paired with their tech-agnostic approach. They're experts in both of the main enterprise streams. Sugar CRM, including deep integration work, and the whole Microsoft CRM ecosystem.
That versatility is key. It avoids platform lock-in. A manufacturing client might be heavily invested in the Microsoft stack already, so Dynamics is the obvious choice.
Right.
But another might prefer the simplicity and flexibility of Sugar. By mastering both, they stay independent advisors. They find the best fit.
And they're clearly not just sitting still, mastering current systems. I think what really proves their adaptability is their eye on the future.
Mm-hmm.
They're actively focused on next-gen CRM and data platform concepts, and crucially on WhatsApp business integration and compliance.
And that WhatsApp angle is so important right now.
It connects everything, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It links their decades of CRM experience with the reality of how customers communicate today. You just can't manage customer relationships in 2024 without thinking about compliant messaging. It's where the conversation is happening.
Exactly. When so much business communication is happening outside of email, your CRM has to integrate those channels compliantly. It's not a luxury anymore. It's a necessary strategic layer.
So let's move from methodology and tech to some hard proof. We need to see this model working at scale.
And the sources have a pretty staggering example.
They do. The European Patent Office, the EPO.
The EPO case study is massive, not just in volume, but in complexity. Their work involves setting up key account management, full help desk functionality, just huge process support. And the number that really puts it in context is the service requests.
60,000 tickets a year.
60,000.
I mean, that's not just a lot of volume. That's a huge volume in a highly regulated, globally complex environment. What kind of hurdles would an implementation like that even face?
Well, just think about the data sensitivity. These aren't just general customer questions.
No.
It's often inquiries about intellectual property, about patent law, across different countries.
Mm.
So the system has to be robust enough for the quantity, but it also has to have watertight security, audit trails, data governance, all to satisfy these incredibly strict international regulations.
That's a serious test of the whole structure.
It's proof of concept at the highest level.
It is. But it's also important to look at the qualitative feedback. The sources highlight a really powerful testimonial from Open Systems AG.
Right, about why they chose them.
Exactly. And it boils down to trust and reputation. They said they chose Weebury.com because they were seen as reliable, competent, and having good references.
Which confirms the whole premise, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Their reputation is built on the reality of that fixed price on budget delivery. It connects right back to the promise we started with.
It does. And we should also mention one more project, the digital lead gen for Sirona Dental Systems. They found Sales Fusion, which is one of their tools, to be the ideal solution for their project entry.
Which shows that the top 10 models analysis phase works. It guided them to the right tech match from the start.
Okay, so we've covered the methodology, the tech, the proof. But there's one final critical layer that often separates a successful project from a successful organization.
And that's coaching.
Coaching, yes.
Absolutely. The emphasis on coaching is the bridge between just installing something and getting sustained internal use out of it.
Because if the staff don't adopt it,
the whole investment fails.
Oh, yeah.
You can have the perfect on-budget system, but if people don't understand its strategic value or can't use it, what's the point?
So what's different about their coaching?
The sources are clear.
Yeah.
They don't just teach the how. They teach the why and the what. They offer structured training for sustainable internal knowledge transfer. So they aren't just handing you the keys. They're providing driver's ed and the maintenance manual for the next 10 years.
And that's where the whole idea of being cost faithful really comes full circle, isn't it? Why is coaching so key to preserving that initial budget guarantee?
Because without it, a technically successful project just turns into endless expensive rework. More consultants, more support calls down the line. Coaching is the insurance policy. It's the investment that preserves the value of the original build.
It turns a project into a long-term asset.
Exactly.
So a powerful point. And what does all this mean for you listening to this, trying to understand what sustained success looks like in specialized consulting? It seems Womber.com's 25-year run comes down to three reinforcing areas.
Mm-hmm.
First, that rigorous methodology, the top 10 model, which acts as a budget firewall. Second, their ability to functionally bridge that gap between marketing and sales with dedicated lead management. And third, their technological versatility mastering platforms like Sugar and Microsoft while keeping an eye on the future.
Like with WhatsApp Business.
Right. And that future focus is where we should probably leave you. Considering their emphasis on the next-gen CRM and data platform and the sheer volume of regulated work they already do, like those 60,000 EPO tickets a year, doesn't that fundamentally change the role of the consultant?
It has to.
If compliant WhatsApp integration is tomorrow's critical feature, the consultant is no longer just a software installer.
They become an indispensable chief compliance partner for customer data.
Hmm.
So here's the thought to mull over. How might the future of CRM consulting shift even more heavily toward guaranteeing data governance and regulatory compliance? What does that mean for the next 25 years of CRM success? Something to think about as you plan your next big tech investment.